This is Akashvani. The news read by Abhineet Shukla. Campaigning for the second and final phase of Bihar Assembly elections came to an end this evening. In this phase, polling will be held on Tuesday in 122 Assembly constituencies spread across 20 districts. The political fate of 1,302 candidates, including 136 female candidates, will be decided by more than 3.7 crore electorates in this phase of voting. On the last day of campaigning today, star campaigners and senior leaders from both the NDA and the Mahagathbandhan made last-ditch efforts to woo the voters in support of their party candidates. Meanwhile, campaigning has also ended for by-elections in 8 assembly constituencies, which will be held on Tuesday. These constituencies are Budgam and Nagrota in Jammu and Kashmir, Anta in Rajasthan, Ghatshila in Jharkhand, Jubilee Hills in Telangana, Tarantaran in Punjab, Dampa in Mizoram and Nuapada in Odisha. Counting of votes will take place on the 14th of November along with Bihar assembly elections. Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed the Silver Jubilee celebration of formation of Uttarakhand in Dehradun today. He inaugurated and laid the foundation stones for various development projects worth over 8,140 crore rupees. The projects are related to key sectors such as drinking water, irrigation, technical education, energy, urban development, sports and skill development. Addressing a gathering, Mr. Modi said that November the 9th is the result of the long struggle and perseverance of the people of Uttarakhand.
9 नवंबर का यह दिन एक लंबी तपस्या का फल है आज का दिन हम सभी को गर्व का एहसास करा रहा है और अब बीते 25 वर्षों की यात्रा के बाद आज उत्तराखंड जिस ऊंचाई पर है उसे देखकर हर उस व्यक्ति का खुश होना स्वाभाविक है जिसने इस खूबसूरत राज्य के निर्माण के लिए संघर्ष किया था
द प्राइम मिनिस्टर सेड The double-engine government is continuously working to take Uttarakhand to new heights of development. He said that local products of Uttarakhand are aligning with the Vocal for Local campaign and 15 agricultural products from the state have received GI tags. Mr. Modi said that Uttarakhand's new film policy has made shooting easier in the state and it is also rapidly emerging as a wedding destination. President Draupadi Murmu today held wide-ranging bilateral discussions with President João Lourenço of Angola in Luanda. The two nations also exchanged MOUs to enhance cooperation in the areas of fisheries, aquaculture, marine resources and consular matters. President Murmu welcomed Angola's decision to join the International Big Cat Alliance, that is IBCA, and the Global Biofuels Alliance, GBA.
हम विभिन्न द्विपक्षीय क्षेत्र में तथा इंडिया अफ्रीका फोरम समिट के व्यापक संदर्भ में अपने सहयोग को गहन बनाने के लिए मिलकर काम करना जारी रखेंगे हमने फिशरीज एक्वाकल्चर और मेराइन रिसोर्सेस तथा कंसुलर मामले में सहयोग के लिए दो एमओयूज भी संपन्न किए तथा एयर सर्विसेज एग्रीमेंट को आगे बढ़ाने का भी निर्णय लिया
The two leaders agreed to continue working together to deepen the cooperation, including in energy partnership, infrastructure, defense, health, agriculture, and digital technologies. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan called upon graduating students to work hard with dedication without giving up and see awards coming their way. He was addressing the graduating students of JSS Academy of Higher Education in Mysuru today. Quoting the Bhagavad Gita, he said, "It is our duty to perform without thinking about rewards." He asked students to use the knowledge gained in the college and concentrate on their goals. Union Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh today disclosed that total revenue of over 4,085 crore rupees has been earned through 5 dedicated annual cleanliness campaigns lasting 1 month each since 2021 through disposal of scrap. Dr. Singh said that this amount of over 4,085 crores earned by selling off the scrap could be the total budget of one mega space mission or multiple Chandrayaan space missions. In shooting, India's Anish Bhanwala has created history at the ISSF World Championships by clinching silver in the men's 25-meter rapid-fire pistol event at Cairo in Egypt. Anish hit 28 targets in the final holding. The remarkable performance makes Anish the first Indian individual pistol shooter ever to win a World Championships medal at an Olympic event. And that is the end of this news bulletin.